But I wonder, kids, I wonder how many of you have heard your parents complain that kids' movies today have too much inappropriate stuff in them. Have you heard that? You really want to watch some movie, but mum or dad won't let you because it's too dark or it's too disturbing or whatever. And parents might grumble about how they don't make the nice, wholesome movies for kids they used to make when I was a kid. You ever heard that, kids? You know why they say that? It's because it's been a while since they watched any of those old movies. When I was a kid, Disney re-released the classic movie Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. This is a G-rated movie. Everybody thinks of this as a family-friendly movie. This is a movie about a woman who talks to her mirror and wants her stepdaughter murdered and her heart delivered in a box. That's pretty disturbing. You know what else is disturbing about Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs? The complete disregard for occupational health and safety going on in that mine that the dwarves work in. No safety gear, people swinging pickaxes around all over the place in poor lighting and inappropriate footwear. It's an OH&S nightmare. And think about this. What kind of mother gives her babies names like Grumpy, Sleepy, or Dopey? Congratulations, Mrs. Dwarf, you've got another son. What are you going to call him? I think I'll call him Dopey. Who does that? They call the stepmother the wicked one. But do you know what's even more freaky than a mum who would name her kids like that? When the kids grow up, they turn out like their names. Grumpy turns out to always be Grumpy. Sleepy, always Sleepy. Dopey, pretty Dopey. The names she gives them when they're born, that's what they grow up to be. Is that not freaky? That's not what normally happens in real life, is it? And thank goodness for that. Anybody here named Peter? Put your hand up if your name is Peter. Anybody? We've got a couple of Peters? Okay. Do you know what Peter means? It means rock. Imagine if you grew up to be a rock. This sort might be okay. But what if it was this sort? What if your mum named you Rose? You'd grow up to be a rose. That would be inconvenient. Now, thankfully, that might be how it worked in the dwarf family in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, but it's not the way it works in real life. We don't grow up to be our names. Except this one time. There's a story from history where a baby was given a name and that's what he grew up to be. And it's not a made-up story like Snow White. This story was told by this man, Matthew, who was friends with the guy it happened to. In the part of the Bible that Angela read for us, we heard an angel announce the birth of Jesus to his earthly father, Joseph. And angels sound like the sort of stuff that belong in Disney movies. But while it is very, very, very rare for God to send one, angels are real. And if an angel comes, you know that God is about to tell you something pretty special. So this angel told Joseph that the baby who Mary would have was from God's Holy Spirit. This baby was from God in a special way. And the angel also told Joseph that he had to give the baby the name Jesus. Mary and Joseph, they didn't have to worry about fighting over what they would name their baby. Not that we would have done that, but they didn't have to. They didn't get to name the baby. God would name the baby. And do you know why it was important for God to do that? Because God wanted to give Jesus a name that would tell us what he would grow up to do for God. Did Mary know what Jesus was going to grow up to do? She didn't. Did Joseph? He didn't know either. God was the only one who knew why he had sent this special child into the world. But God really wanted us to know too, and so he sent the baby with a name. I wonder, is there someone, maybe one of the kids first, is there someone who can tell me what the name Jesus means? Does anybody know? Stick your hand up if you're a kid and you think you know. I see your hand, I can't see the body it's attached to. No, maybe it's just a stretch. Does anybody know? So I say, is it Charlie? What does the name Jesus mean? Well, he is the Messiah, but it's not quite what his name means. You're in the right track. Jacob reckons he knows, which is the same as Messiah. Oh, here we go, down in the front. Elijah, do you want to have a go? Yeah, it means God saves. The name Jesus means God saves. God has sent this baby to save people. But who needs saving? People who are in danger. That's who needs saving. God thinks we're in danger and need saving. And so he sent Jesus to save us. What does God think we need saving from? I mean, I live in comfortable northwest Sydney. I don't ever feel like I'm in, maybe Pennant Hills Road, but I don't normally feel like I'm in danger. What danger does God think we need saving from? Well, I don't even need your hands. We don't have to think about it. We don't have to work it out. You know why? We don't have to guess, because the angel tells. The angel tells Joseph the danger that God sees. Can you see it there? Can you see it? It's in verse 21. The angel tells Joseph the danger that God sees. He says, "You are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from," what's it say? "From their sins." Good job. God sees that we're in danger because of our sins. What does that mean? Well, just pause and imagine. Use your imagination for me. Imagine the best Christmas present that you could ever imagine getting. Imagine the best Christmas present you could ever imagine getting. I'm not talking about socks and undies here. I'm not talking about that silly gadget that you're never going to use. In your head, don't tell me, in your head, just imagine the best Christmas present you could ever receive. Think about what that is. And then imagine that somebody who loves you very much saved up all their money to buy you that present for Christmas. If they did that to me, if I took it and I opened it and I used it straight away, but then I spent all of Christmas Day completely ignoring that person who'd given it to me, what would you think of me? Don't tell me. What would they think of me? If I turned away and I ignored them every time they tried to talk to me over Christmas lunch, you know, what would you think of me? What would they think of me? You know, don't tell me. Sin is us treating God like that. Enjoying the blessings of life while we refuse to listen to the God who ultimately gave them to us. That's what sin is. And sin makes us rebels against God, enemies of God, is how the Bible puts it. Do you know that Christmas carol, "O Holy Night"? It's one of my favourites. There's a line in it that goes, "Long lay the world in sin and error pining." As God looks down from heaven, that's what he sees. He sees people living in his world, enjoying his good creation, but acting like he's not there. He sees a world sunk in sin and error. You fancy ignoring somebody as powerful and good as God? Fancy living in God's world, enjoying all the good things he made, but not taking seriously the God who gave us all of it, the God who gave us life itself? If I was God, do you know what I would do with people who treated me like that? I would immediately zap us all to toast, and it would be no less than we deserved. But I'm not God, and the real God is infinitely more generous and gracious than I am. Instead of immediately zapping us all to toast, you know what he did? He came among us as one of us. Did you notice the title that the angel said would be given to Jesus? Can anybody see it there? It's in verse 23. They will call him Can you see it? Yell it out if you see it. First person to see it, yell it out. They will call him Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean? You don't have to guess. It tells you straight away. It means... I almost heard it. I heard blah, blah, blah. God with us. God came among us in that little tiny person, and he remained among us as that baby grew up in a man, and he remained among us as that man taught us the most amazing things about God, and he remained among us as that man was executed on a cross. And in that moment that seemed so terrible and so tragic, God in Jesus, he took upon himself what we deserve for being people who long lay in sin and error, as the carol says. In that moment, he wiped the slate clean, and he gave us the chance to have a fresh start with God. In that moment, Jesus is what his name says. He is the Saviour. He saves us from what our sins deserve. And you might know another old carol, which Lisa is apparently a very big fan of. God rest ye merry gentlemen. I don't know if you know that one, but its opening verse, I'm not going to sing it, you'll be pleased to know, but its opening verse goes, God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay, remember Christ our Saviour was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray, O tidings of comfort and joy. The news of Jesus is tidings of comfort and joy. Of course, he was born to save us even though we've gone astray in sin. Yeah, well, that's pretty good news. How are we supposed to respond to this Saviour who God has sent, who paid such a heavy price? How are we supposed to respond to him? Well, the Bible's answer again is very clear. It says we repent and believe. What does that mean? Repent and believe. What does that mean? It means we stop going our own way in life, we turn around to him, and we ask him to be our Saviour. We ask him to walk with us, and we commit ourselves to walk with him in the family of his people. And it's there in the last lines of another one of my favourite carols. Do you know A Little Town of Bethlehem? You know that one? It ends like this. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell, O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Jesus grew up to be what his name means. He grew up to save us. And that's really good news, because it means we can repent and believe, and if we do, we can walk each day with God as forgiven children, and we can do that forever. And I don't think there is a better gift than that. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift that you give us in Jesus. We thank you for this Saviour who is Emmanuel, God with us. And Father, we pray that you make us people who in our hearts repent and believe this good news, who turn from ignoring you every day, who turn to trusting Jesus every day, who seek to walk with him and follow him every day because of the good Saviour that he is. And Father, we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. We talked about